From the Hero Law Firm Studio, this is your newsman on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast brought to you by Peggy Slappy Properties. Today is November 24th. Happy Thanksgiving to all, and I'm Matt Golden. Peachtree Christian Health officials announced the feedback to their plea for help to stay open has been strong enough that they are extending the cutoff date by a few days to ensure they meet their $500,000 goal. Officials at the Duluth-based Day Center, which works with people who suffer from dementia, had originally set Thanksgiving Day as their deadline to raise money needed to stay open. If the money could not be raised by that date, then the center was going to have to close in late December. On Tuesday night, however, Peachtree Christian officials announced 273 donors had pledged $320,000 to the Save Our Center campaign in an 11-day span. As a result, the center's leaders felt encouraged enough to extend the fundraising deadline to November 29th, which is Giving Tuesday, in hopes that it will ensure they meet their goal. Peachtree Christian's board is set to meet next Wednesday to decide the center's fate, which of course will depend on whether the fundraising can be met, and an announcement will be made December 1st. A link to the Save Our Center campaign can be found on GwinnettDailyPost.com. For the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, I'm Matt Golden. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
Huddle up, everyone. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy from Peggy Slappy Properties. Just like every good quarterback needs an offensive line, every home buyer and every home seller needs a good professional realtor on their side to keep them from getting sacked. Our trusted team of PSP Realtors has been helping Gwinnettians buy and sell homes for over 40 years, and we'd love to help you call the winning play. Come by our office today or see us online at PSPOnline.com, a winning team for 40 years and counting.